Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Thursday. It's KHON to go.
With KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
5:41 on this Thursday morning. We have broken cloud coverage, a little bit clearer than about 10 minutes ago. We had a couple of light showers. Do have a couple of light showers on the leeward side and some more moderate showers on the windward side of all the islands, actually. So big goose egg there, Honolulu, for sustained winds right now. But those will pick back up into the 15 to 25 range as we get into the afternoon, just as we have had. The only difference this morning is we have more cloud coverage, of course, because we have more shower activity, both on the windward and leeward side, and that's providing a wet commute for many. But we'll break those clouds up. Maybe a few more clouds. It'll take a little longer to break these clouds up as we go into the morning, into the afternoon. Look for a high of about 87 degrees with breezy east-northeast winds. So that trend will continue through the weekend and into the work week next week.
And we begin with breaking news. Honolulu police are investigating an early morning robbery in Kalihi that has left two men hospitalized. It happened just after midnight on Linapuni Street. Details are still limited, but emergency medical service officials say they treated two men, a 53 and a 43-year-old, after they were attacked by multiple suspects. At last check, the two men were in serious condition with severe lacerations from what EMS says may have been a machete. We'll update you as more information becomes available. Jury selection is scheduled to start today in the trial of Eric Thompson. Prosecutors allege Thompson fatally shot Waipahu acupuncturist John Tokuhara in January of 2022 after learning his wife was having an affair with him. Thompson pled not guilty to murder charges and has been under house arrest after posting $1 million bail. Thompson is also charged with a firearms offense. We'll follow up today. The Honolulu Police Commission pressed the police chief to explain how a suspect was able to get his hands on an unattended police rifle. That incident happened last month in Pearl City during a barricade and burglary investigation. The suspect was shot to death by police after HPD says he grabbed an officer's unattended rifle. The chief says an investigation could take 60 to 90 days to get answers.
How do we make sure that the scene is secure for everyone that's present at the scene? So, and then look at our internal policies to see what they are. Are they the right policies we have? Do we need to tweak or change a policy? So we're looking at all of that in the totality, and we will get to specifics also.
So you're looking at training also?
What yes.
is the training around how to secure a weapon or...
Yes, once we understand the full circumstances of what happened around that incident, then we can look at policies, procedures, and training that evolved over time.
The chief says the officer who left that weapon unattended is back on the job. HPD says criminal and administrative investigations are underway, and the prosecutor's office said it will do an independent review. A second-degree theft case is underway after two men were caught on camera casually walking out with tools at the Home Depot in Iwile. According to state law, it's considered a felony theft if the value of what's taken is more than $750. But now the prosecutor's office is going after repeat offenders regardless of the amount.
If they do a series of three or more property offenses of any amount, we can charge them as a habitual property offender. That is a Class C felony with a mandatory year in jail.
According to HPD, there were over 2,300 theft cases last year compared to 1,900 the year before. Big Island police continue to investigate the exact cause of the death of a 20-year-old man after a firework incident on the 4th of July. They say officers and fire department personnel responded to a possible illegal fireworks call shortly before 10:30 p.m. It was in a retail parking lot along Kamakaeha Avenue. Officers say they found the man, identified as Glenn John Nakata, lying on the ground with injuries to his head. He later died at the hospital. If you know anything, you're asked to call Big Island Police. The Hawaii County Council is urging the state to take action on the former Uncle Billy's Hilo Bay Hotel. According to the council, the property, which is state-owned, has been plagued with fires, squatters, and illegal activity since the hotel stopped operations in 2017. Big Island police say from 2018 to April of this year, officers have responded to nearly 6,500 calls to the area, costing up to $459,000. Big Island Fire has spent up to $122,000 responding to that area. Now it's urging the governor to issue an emergency proclamation to provide relief for damage and safety concerns with the property. Maui County is launching a new hotline for residents to easily find out when trash pickups are delayed and need to be rescheduled. Whether it's because of Mother Nature, staffing shortages, or mechanical issues, the missed trash pickup hotline number is 808-270-4444, and the recording is updated every day. The hotline will also give details on Maui County landfill closures. Amazon's new cargo planes operated by Hawaiian Airlines are now at the airport in Honolulu. Under the agreement, Hawaiian will maintain and fly Amazon's A330s to move cargo between airports near the online retailer's operations facilities. The Airbus planes can hold more customer packages. The first 10 aircraft will go into service this year. Well, no more free rides on the rail. The free period for Skyline is now over, and you'll have to pay. The city reminds the public fares will be the same as the bus, and you need your Holo card to enter and exit Skyline stations. The Skyline fares will be $3 for adults with unlimited transfers for 2.5 hours. For children ages 6 to 17, it's $1.50. And for those 65 and older, it'll cost you $1.25.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.